For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. A new $35 million bridge designed to improve flood protection and public safety is opening today in Indio, nearly 2 years after Tropical Storm Hilary washed out the previous crossing. City officials say the new all-weather bridge on Avenue 44 in Indio replaces a section over the Coachella Valley storm water channel that was heavily damaged during the 2023 storm. The corridor had also suffered storm damage in 2010 and 2013. Officials say construction began last year. The project includes upgraded sidewalks, lighting, utility infrastructure, and connections to the CV Link pathway. Officials say the bridge is built to better withstand future flooding events. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled Tuesday morning, with the bridge opening to traffic and pedestrians later in the day. 5 people are dead, including 2 suspected shooters after a Monday morning shooting at San Diego's largest mosque. Police say 2 teenage suspects, 17 and 18 years old, went to the Islamic Center of San Diego and killed 3 people, including the mosque security guard, before taking their own lives a few blocks away. Taha Hassan is the head imam at the Islamic Center and says his community is still mourning. He says it's always welcomed by everyone, whether they're Muslim or not.
We never ask people when they show up at the door of the Islamic Center. We never ask them whether you are Muslim or not. Who are you?
San Diego Police Chief Scott Walls says the department considers the shooting a hate crime. He says anti-Islamic messages were found with one of the teens, but also said there was no specific threat made against the mosque. Muslim community leaders and police are looking at ways to increase security around mosques and Islamic schools across California after a deadly shooting on Monday at the Islamic Center of San Diego. California News Service reporter Suzanne Potter has the story.
The incident killed 3 people and wounded a gardener. 2 teenage suspects were found dead from apparent self-inflicted gunshot wounds in a car nearby. Sara Ballou, executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations in San Francisco, says the crime is personal to many.
This is the biggest mosque in San Diego County, and school was in session. So many Muslims I know either knew someone there or knew someone who had someone there.
Ballou says the Muslim community has been fearful for several years, following the war in Gaza and now the war in Iran. The U.S. has seen multiple high-profile anti-Muslim acts of violence recently. In March, a man filed a pellet or paintball gun at children near the Islamic Center of North Phoenix. In December, a man attacked Muslim women with a metal rod as they left a community center in Fairfax, Virginia. And last year, someone set fire to 2 Islamic centers in Minneapolis. Ballou says she's confident the San Diego authorities will get to the bottom of this latest outrage.
The story is so horrifying. Attacking a mosque, attacking a school, and then learning that these were teenagers. None of it makes any sense, and it's going to be important that we let law enforcement do their job and thoroughly investigate what happened.
The Islamic Center in San Diego has been through difficult times before. In 2016, supporters of President Trump and counter-protesters rallied across the street from the site after Mr. Trump tried to ban entry into the U.S. by people from several majority Muslim nations. Before Monday's incident, the Gun Violence Archive had recorded 150 mass shootings in the United States this year alone. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Today, look for sunny skies. The highs will range from 82 to 87 degrees. Look for some wind and gusts up to 30 miles per hour. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.